Yeah, I live with my parents. Like, there's a lot of things I could explain if they came through the mail. I don't think bath water is one of them, right? You just get a jar of water, like, oh, what type of water is this?
Voss comes in a glass.
Yeah,
it's just Voss.
Yeah, you know,
Voss water.
Rejuvenates, you know, electrolytes.
When I come around, got the whole thing wobbing.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Time Out. With me, as always, my boy T. Draco. What is good, man?
What's good, bro? I'm happy to be here. Got a special episode 2 for y'all.
Oh, yeah. Episode number 2, man. This is the best podcast in the world. I'm just going to say it as it is.
I know, sure.
I know everyone's thinking it.
They're sleeping on us.
You know, this is your girl's favorite podcast. This is what we do, all right? With us today, we got a special guest. You want to introduce him, Tony?
Very special. This dude comes from the homeland here.
The homeland.
New Hampshire. He was a high school quarterback with a professional record of 0-16.
Damn, that's rough.
Quarterback coaching, let me play.
The man in the sicko hat, Griffin McEwen.
How you doing, guys? I'm very happy to be here. Number one podcast, number one podcast studio.
Love oh, yeah.
The backdrop here.
I got word that you might be our number one fan as well.
Yeah, you could say that. I'm probably also the worst fan you guys have. So, you know, I'm kind of playing both sides.
What does that even mean?
What are you trying to say here?
And this podcast is brought to you.
All right, Zay, what do we got in store for today, man?
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff that's been going on lately. Recently, a Fortnite. You guys seen that stuff going on
ESPN? Oh, the World Cup.
Oh,
the
yeah. World Cup. Fortnite yeah. World Cup, all right. A 16-year-old.
I should have been in that, for real, though.
I shouldn't have.
I'm looking nice.
I'm not that good.
I am the worst Fortnite player I've ever played against.
I mean, I think I definitely could not win that, but I should be able to compete.
Yeah, I think, well, I heard like the top 10 people all got money.
For Fort?
Yeah.
Damn, I'd probably do that.
That's kind of fire.
I was okay, and then everyone just started building all over me.
Oh, it's because it's the 12-year-olds. They all got too good.
Well, they have too much time to just go on Twitch and watch these fucking streamers. And then I try to build, and they're just building fucking mansions behind me.
Yeah, it's
worth it, though, bro. Like, this dude, a 16-year-old from Pennsylvania, just won 3 mil from the World Cup.
Yeah, shout out 16. Kyle. Shout out Kyle. That's his name.
Shout out Kyle.
I don't want to mess up his last name, but his last name's crazy, man.
Go for it.
Nah, I don't even want to try it.
Three mil, though, at 16?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild money.
If I had $3 million,
I'd blow it.
Yeah, I'd blow it.
If I was 16 and had $3 million, oh, yeah. I was so much dumber when I was 16 than I am now.
I agree with
There's
that.
There's 0% chance.
If I had 3 mil at 16, I would have dropped out of high school for sure.
Out of high school?
Out of high school.
Yeah.
3 mil, bro? What do you need?
3 mil, yeah.
Invest, grow?
That's true. Money. Well, think about it. Like,
I would not have been doing that if I was 16. I would have spent it all on stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. I would have bought a car.
Yeah. I don't know. GTR, that's like 30K, bro. 60K.
What?
Yeah.
A Nissan GTR.
I'm sorry. I like to save my money. I'd buy used.
All right, you got 3 mil. You're saving your money?
Yeah, I'm be honest. Wild. Yeah, I don't really spend
that
my money like that.
That is nut-ass shit, bro.
I mean, I'd probably get a Lambo.
Dude, that's the most basic answer ever. When someone asks you what car you want to get, a fucking Lambo?
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, like, it's a Lambo, but like, out of all the cars, you're going to hop on that Lambo bandwagon.
I ain't getting no truck.
Speaking of the truck.
The truck.
Last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Go up in that.
If y'all didn't see last episode, you gotta go check last episode out.
What about you, Griff? You got 3 mil. What are you spending it on?
Like, that is just, like, I can't picture having $3 million, right?
I can.
Like, I don't have shit saved up right now. Like, you know, scrounging around for gas and shit. Like, having $3 million.
That's why you need the Tesla.
Like, yeah, shit. Like, I'd probably fucking buy a Tesla. I'd probably buy a fucking mansion. I got one other thing I'd buy.
What else would you buy?
It's this fucking Gamer Girls bathwater.
Whoa, what?
Wait, what's up?
Hold on. You got to elaborate on this, man. All
right. So, this article I found, it's on thecut.com. Her name is Belle Delphine.
She hot?
Belle Delphine, yeah.
She has, like,
she
hot? Pink
is she
hair.
Hot?
She
hot? Oh, pink hair?
Yeah, I'll show Say you guys less. A picture. This Say is bad radio, but...
Oh,
like, no.
You like that? You follow that?
yeah. So
that's some breaking
She's
news.
She's definitely not.
I got a question. Did you or did you not buy the bathwater?
I did not, but I wouldn't.
Is it because they were
Hold
sold
on, How
out?
Much is it going for?
Facts. How much?
Does anyone know? Is it like a lot, a little? Like $3 million, or we talking like $10? How much do you get? Does anyone know that? Or if am I getting a whole tub worth, or am I getting like a little bottle? I mean, I'm not saying
we should start selling bath water.
We might have to.
Get a little bag. I should have
done my research more. I'm sorry, guys. But no, it doesn't have a price on here. Damn. But she has 4.5 million Instagram followers. 4,000 on Patreon. How many, like, fucking 14 to 18-year-old gamers do you think bought this bitch's bath water?
Probably a lot, to be honest.
I mean, I mean.
I'd probably cop.
It depends how much it was. What, could be a good yeah, price.
I'd probably cop.
Dude, like,
you would buy that?
If I was 14, 15.
You would buy that bath water?
How many followers you said she had?
4.5 million.
Bro, that's an army right there, bro.
How does that have anything to do with the bath water?
I just feel like everyone would be
that's her stank juice. I'm
not buying it. Yo, you know there's juice. Definitely floaties up in that.
Yeah, I live with my parents. That. Like, there's a lot of things I could explain if it came through the mail. I don't think bath water is one of them, right? You just get a jar of water, like, oh, what type of water is this?
Voss comes in a glass.
Yeah,
it's just Voss.
Yeah, you know.
Voss water.
Rejuvenates, you know, electrolytes.
Electrolytes.
What
shout out Body Armor.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with that, though, when you buy it?
I don't know. Sniff it, drink it.
Drink it? Bro, that
is wild.
I'm not drinking that shit. Fuck that.
Dude, what do you do if you're a dad, right?
If I'm a dad? And
like, no, if you're her dad.
Oh, her dad?
Like, what do you do if your daughter's selling bath water?
I mean, she's getting the bag.
Yeah, get that money.
Go for it.
You got to kill yourself, right?
Nah, she's getting the bag.
If she's bringing in good income, I
because I brought her into the world, so I'm going to cut.
For sure. 20%. You definitely get a cut.
20%.
20%? I don't do percentage. I'd be like half.
So 50%?
I guess so. We could do that.
50%?
Yeah.
I mean... That's pretty what would you do? How does the government tax this?
I don't know.
It's bath water. You're good. Is she still selling it?
I don't know. It probably got fucking shut down. You shouldn't be able to sell bath water. What are the odds you buy it? I'm not buying fucking
bath water. What are the odds?
She probably sells it for like hundreds of fucking dollars.
Yeah, what are the odds though? It can be any out of 50. Odds are.
Alright, fuck, man.
Are we really doing this right now?
This is really good radio, guys.
What are the odds?
How about one out of 1,000?
Dude, come on.
Don't be a bitch.
I'm not buying fucking bath water.
100. 100.
Don't be a bitch.
Chances of 100. Come on.
I'm not fucking buying
bath water. Alright, 500.
500.
Alright, fine, 500.
Alright, you count down.
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
432.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted you to buy that so bad.
That was close. Yeah. That was close.
I fucking hate old people. I'm just going to throw that
out
there.
What? Whoa.
Dude.
Wait, hold on. That's a hot fucking take.
Yeah,
right
you got to chill. That came out of nowhere, first of all. All right, explain.
Do you guys ever go on Facebook?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Shit's dead. I never really go
on Facebook. Oh, I do. I use Facebook every now and then. Not gonna
lie. I just get bored. So I go on Facebook. I don't like Facebook, right? You really get caught in watching, like, the same fucking Gordon Ramsay video 15 times. But when you don't see that... It's these fucking old people just bitching about the young generation. Like, it was so much better when they were fucking kids. Like, they're so mad that we don't know how to fucking drive stick shift. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like I could figure it out.
Dude, but literally, there's, like, no point in that.
That is true nowadays.
They just like shit to be harder. Like, I like back in the day when I couldn't contact my parents when I was at a friend's house.
I think back in the day, though, like, the both generations are kind of the same in a way. Like, we both have stuff that, like, it's, like, irrelevant today.
Yeah, well, the thing about, like, teenagers and shit is they just kind of, like, they rebel, like, on whatever level.
Oh, it's just natural.
Yeah, so, like, but... I can't deal with these.
I feel like you're just hating on old people right now.
I really don't like old people.
That's kind of fucked. Just,
like, is it old people in general or like the generation before us?
Pretty much the generation before us.
Okay,
like,
so
you hate
Nana's cool. But like,
Shout out Nana.
But like, dude, it's like you're fucking bitching that we don't fucking know how to do the dumbest old shit of all time. Meanwhile, you don't know how to fucking Google something.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Like,
I guess.
A fucking iPhone.
I don't know. I don't know.
2019.
But what is a mad old person need to Google anyways?
I don't know. When their fucking kids are coming home, like old people be talking to Siri.
It is.
When's Jeffrey coming home next?
It is 2019 though. I think everyone should get an iPhone. I think anyone.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think you still have an Android.
Yeah, you're on the wrong. You're on the wrong side.
Like, I feel like it was never a thing back in the day that the older generation was worse with technology than the young kids because there's such a gap now.
Then again, the old people are the OGs. That's the wisdom. The wisdom from the OGs.
Yeah. He said, buddy, I'm so much smarter than all these fucking old people.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, dude.
So if we somehow get an old person to come on here and you'll come back and we can do a little competition.
Imagine
here.
The type of old person that would do this podcast.
Oh, dude, I could definitely find an old person.
Someone for sure.
Yeah, just do like a basic like life podcast. Just like
Nana.
Yeah, we'll give you
look at your Nana. The battle of wits.
Yeah, that might be the move. That might be the
battle
move.
Battle the brains.
Battle the brains. We'll give them two. Like, no, you said wisdom, though, right?
Like wisdom, just like
so. If we give you like two
things going on right now,
that might be a good segment.
I swear, like
I feel like definitely an old person could give better life advice than you.
I don't know. What if we both put them? We bring two people on. We put this. Yeah, put Griffin
and Nana.
Griffin and Nana. Right, say they're both on here. We ask them life questions, what they would do. Let's see which one's more wise of a choice.
I really and I would take Nana over Griffin all day. An old person that like fits the like I love my Nana. I just don't like most old people. I'd rather find like we should just find someone walking down the fucking high street.
Fucking well, as mentioned before, high street's not a credible source for that.
Yeah, high street's wild, man.
That is where the nut shit goes down.
Alright, maybe any street, but just like random old
if we can get an old person, though, you'll come like, back on?
Oh, yeah, I'll come on for a battle all with right.
him. Alright, loser buys the bathwater. Yeah, how confident are you?
Buddy.
That's a fair deal. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I love
you really
that.
Think they're going to know how to go online and find that fucking bathwater?
No, but you can, I'm sure you can show them when you're trying to beat them in the wisdom.
Yeah, we can figure that out.
You can buy it for them, just use their card.
Yeah, fucking. Is there any way I can do this shit with cash? I don't know.
I gotta say, having Griffin on the show though, it's been fun.
I'm calmed down. I calmed down.
He did call out old people.
He tried to pull up flexing on us too with that Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Are you an AirPod user?
No, but I would like to be someday. Wow. Like, I have the money to buy AirPods. I just, like, I don't think I'm cool enough yet.
Fair enough.
But, like, someday I want to be that enough. Cool. Fix my fit a little, you know.
I don't have AirPods, but I have some friends who do. And I can't mess with it.
I don't fuck with AirPods.
Dude, I have, like, the cheapest wireless headphones I bring to the gym.
Bro, I just rock the wires.
I feel like it's an unwritten rule. You can't have AirPods if you have a home button on your phone.
Oh, I mean, I got a home button, but I don't got AirPods.
Yeah,
so.
See?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of my
but
friends.
I got Studios.
Studio Beats?
Living in the 2013.
Damn, 2013.
Yeah, but them shit still bump.
Yeah, I feel that. All right, so segment for today is called Dead or Alive, all right?
Oh, boy.
It's really easy. I'm going to name a couple things. All you guys got to do is let me know if it's going to be dead or alive from a year from now, all right?
A year? All
right. And you feel free to talk on it if you guys want. We'll see how this goes, all right? Yeah. All right, the first one. We'll start off something easy, all right? Dead or alive, Fortnite?
Alive.
I think alive.
You think Fortnite's going to stay?
Bro, it's just growing. Like, they just had a fucking World Cup. That shit's just growing.
Minecraft grew for a little bit, and then it fell off fast.
Yeah, but you can do no competitions with Minecraft and shit like that.
Dude, Minecraft's still, like, there's still motherfuckers out there playing it.
Yeah, it's crazy to me,
I mean, the only thing that, like, fell off hard like that was COD, but... I think Fortnite's here to stay, bro. At least for a couple more years.
You think Fortnite's the new COD?
Oh, it's been the new COD, bro. That shit has taken over.
Like, that shit's been big for, what, like a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Time just is a fucking blur at this point. But, like...
That's fucking sad.
But, like, that's been a thing for like a year and a half. And they just had a tournament where they paid
out... Well, no, they've been having tournaments.
Yeah, but they just paid out $3 million a year and a half.
Oh, for sure. That's more than half the W...
game.
That's more than half the WNBA.
That's facts. But nah, dude.
Don't call me.
Deadass, bro. That shit's definitely taking over.
Do you guys see the WNBA All-Star game?
Nah, even televised?
The ESPN Instagram was going fucking ham because Brittany Griner was the first person to dunk twice in a game.
Really?
Dude, were they cool dunks?
She's 6'8".
Yeah.
Why? Like, you can basically stand and put the fucking ball
that's
in the
rim. That's that Yao Ming shit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
like,
fair.
It wouldn't be that impressive if I was dunking on an 8-foot hoop. Like, I'm just saying, like, she's built different.
I think that'd be pretty impressive, Griffin.
Yeah, but do you think you could do a cool dunk on an 8-foot hoop, or just a normal?
Like, I could probably like just like spread my legs out, which doesn't really do anything.
So like Jordan.
So
yeah,
the Jordan.
Like Jordan.
So you're saying you're the Michael Jordan.
His dog sitting on the floor, basically.
You're saying you're the Michael Jordan of 8-foot hoops.
Can we get that on record?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You know what I am saying. That.
All right. Anyone out there listening right now, if you want to challenge Griffin on an 8-foot hoop, let us know.
You'll probably beat me.
All right. The next one, dead or alive in 1 year, the Wendy's 4 for $4, dead or alive?
Alive.
I'm gonna say alive because I hope alive.
You're gonna keep it alive.
I love the Wendy's 4 for $4.
Griffin loves that hope.
There is nothing better than getting a fucking junior baconator or crispy chicken sandwich, and then on top of
that. So this is a passion for you.
Yeah. Oh my god. On top of that, fries, drink, and nuggets. They give you the carton of sweet and sour sauce.
How often do you get this?
Yeah. How often? This seems like.
Maybe like once a month?
No, don't lie.
Dude, it's not that often. Like, I'm not saying that's how often I eat fast food. That's how often I get the 4 for $4.
Oh, okay.
That's your go-to? Every time I go to Wendy's, I get the fucking 4 okay. for 4.
What's your 4 for $4 order right now?
It splits between the junior bacon cheeseburger and the crispy chicken sandwich. Usually the junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
What if you're hungry? You get an 8 for $8?
No, hell no.
You can't
do that to my fucking body. Like...
I feel that.
I get we're young and shit, but dude, I'm not eating 2 fucking 4 for 4s.
So you can't eat 2 4 for 4s. That's what you're saying. Oh, you could.
I could.
All right, we'll see.
I don't.
All right, the next one. I don't know if you guys have seen this guy. He pops up a lot on my social medias, at least a lot on Instagram. But dead or alive, Daddy Long Neck.
Oh, fucking damn long neck.
Oh yeah.
Damn long neck.
Oh yeah.
He'll be dead. He's already falling off.
Dude, what body condition does that kid have?
I have no idea.
Dude, like, I think he's just a lanky bastard. Like I think he's just lanky as fuck.
At first, I thought, is it a disease? At first, I thought it was just like something. I thought like extending his neck or something.
You can't be that skinny and not have.
I'm more of a damn wide neck fan.
I'll tell you what. Yeah,
that dude's
I like
OG.
That Gucci Berry guy.
I'll tell you what.
Oh yeah.
Face tattoos.
That dude's OG. Yeah, you see that video of him taking a picture with Gronk, how fucking scared Gronk was?
Oh my god, dude. Gronk acted like he saw a fucking ghost.
I mean, he's not far off. That dude's fucking
I think those guys are hilarious, though.
Yeah, but he's going to fall off, bro. He's already fallen off.
Wait,
yeah.
Are we talking like actually like dead? Like
no,
on a fucking
no,
casket?
Like social media.
Social media wise.
Oh, social media. There's no way he lasts another fucking year on social media. Yeah, I know we were talking dude gonna fucking die?
No,
like,
he'll be alive.
Look at him. Does he eat? Like
I have no idea. I tell you what though, if we get big though, I want to get him on.
Yo, you gotta
a year from now, I want to get him on.
You gotta watch that video.
He talks like he's holding his fucking nose.
You gotta watch that video that video. You know, Woe Vicky.
Oh yeah, Woe Vicky.
So
shout
she made
out.
A video with Damn Long Neck.
She's kind of.
You gotta
bad.
Watch that video, and I guarantee you will not make out one word that Damn Long Neck said in that entire video.
This is
video.
Where I think I'm not cool anymore, because like. I don't know these fucking internet trends.
You don't
anymore.
Know Woe Vicky?
You don't know
no,
Woe
I know
Vicky?
Who Woe Vicky is, but, like, I don't know this shit happens. It's like, oh, these random two fucked up people just decide to hang out and make videos. Like, I'm starting not to understand the internet anymore. I think I'm becoming a real... Is this what being a real adult
you
is?
You might be an old person.
Yeah.
You might be turning into
so
an old person.
He was hating on himself.
Yeah, he might be hating on himself.
At worst, I'm like in my 30s. I'm definitely not a fucking...
Bro, don't worry. You'll see it in a month on Facebook.
Fuck, man.
All right, this is the last one I got. All right, this is an interesting one. I want to hear your take, especially Tony, because I know Tony knows a lot about this guy. But
what is it?
Dead or alive, right? And I guess we could say like dead too. If I guess it applies because it's someone. But Blueface.
Yeah, alive, bro. He's growing, bro.
Yeah, you think so?
Hell yeah.
I think it's not like a couple. Songs here and there.
Nah,
on the top,
he'll be up, bro.
I don't know, man.
I feel it. A year from now?
I think, like, he's definitely got talent. Like, rapping off beat and stuff is clean, but...
Bro, so many people just fuck with him. So, he already has a fan base. Bro, rap now isn't about how good your music is.
Oh,
it's 100%. About building a fan base. So, he already has a fan base.
100%.
I
agree
you know
with
what
that.
I mean?
I'm really bad at rap. Like, I've listened to the same fucking music for the past, like,
oh,
years.
Your favorite song is, Till I Collapse by Eminem, right?
No, I don't listen to Eminem or Logic because, you know, I figured, though. I was normal in high school. I didn't have a bowl cut. But, no, like, I'll still listen to, like, the same, like, old, like, Kanye, like, Chance the Rapper and shit. So, like.
Yeah,
the
Eminem.
Nope.
You have, like, a go-to? Like, if you were to pull out your playlist right now, like, yeah, what's like, your one song? Like, how old did your music go back?
I listen to some of, like, the newer music, but, like, favorite song by Chance the Rapper is always.
You still bump
go-to.
That?
Hell yeah, I still bump that. Dude, music just. I don't get the whole concept of, like, as, like, time progresses, like, I'm just not going to listen to that song anymore. Like, it's still a fucking great song.
You're going to be one of those old heads who hate on the next generation of music.
This is really sounding like Griffin is an old person.
I feel like Griffin is turning into the old person he hated.
God damn it.
On this podcast live.
For real.
Let me just pull up on my phone the most recent song.
Can I look through your playlist?
Sure.
Yeah, we might have to expose this a little bit.
I'll give you a little taste of what Griffin McHugh bumps on the way to work here.
I'm very curious. How long? Speaking of to work.
Whoa! Deleting some songs.
Whoa!
That's the Eminem I was talking about, for real. All
right, my most recent song was "Goodbyes" by Post Malone.
Okay,
that's fair enough.
I don't really like that.
Let me scroll through here.
All right, fuck it. I don't like some of these songs anymore. So
here's where the excuses come out.
And just so we can get it on the record, how long is your drive to work? Give or take.
20 minutes. I listen to podcasts on my drive to work. It's very rare.
What podcast?
So,
nah, we don't plug other podcasts on this show.
That's right, baby.
I'm seeing a lot of some nut shit here, Griffin. The first one I'd like to mention is Piano Man.
That's not on there.
Whoa.
Piano Man by Billy Joel. That's where you're bumping
Shout
to
out
work.
Sealy.
And I, dude, to be honest, I saw a little bit of Eminem in there. I'm not going to lie.
I promise. Everyone listen.
So you're telling me Not Afraid is not by Eminem?
Not Afraid is not on my fucking list.
I'm just calling how I see it.
You can make any jokes you want. I do not fucking listen to Eminem.
Is there any Eminem songs on you?
Even a feature?
No. There's no Eminem, no feature, no Logic, none of that bullshit.
You have no Logic on your phone?
No. Here's one thing I actually don't get about Eminem. It's like, it's almost like everyone has the same take on the dude. Like, he's good, but his music's just not for me, you know? At one point, do we just say he's fucking bad?
Right now.
No, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if everyone is saying, like, nah, dude, like, he's good. Like, he actually, like, makes decent music. But, like, you know, like, I don't listen to him. It's like, well, like, who's fucking listening to him other than fucking, like, 13-year-old creep boys? Like,
clearly you.
You gotta admit, though, like, Eminem does have talent, though. Is that fair to say?
I mean, you're literally doing what I'm saying.
Yeah, but is it fair to say?
Okay, how many songs you got?
I don't have any Eminem.
I don't think I don't have any.
I rest my case.
I have Logic.
But you also have Eminem on your phone.
I don't have Eminem on my phone.
I'm just calling it how I see it.
Tony's about to collapse in front of the stage talking like this.
All right, that might have to be a wrap for episode 2. We got a lot of good stuff in.
That was a pretty good episode right there.
I think the whole episode basically came down to that Griffin might be the biggest hypocrite.
And also one of the biggest Eminem fans.
That is true. That
Still
is true.
Do not have Eminem on my playlist, but I do hate old people.
But Griffin, we appreciate
you. I might be becoming one.
We appreciate you coming on the show, though.
Yeah,
appreciate
you got any closing remarks?
Yeah, any
you want to
shout
yourself
out? 10 seconds of fame?
All right.
Where can people find you?
Griffin McHugh 4 on Instagram, Twitter, at Griffin McHugh 4. And and I'm not gonna plug the Snapchat, but yeah.
respect.
You guys can guess what my username is.
So Griffin McHugh 4. Make sure you if you like our podcast, make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Twitter at AndTimeout. We'll be posting on there, replying, going no chill. So say what you want on there.